You've got to choose.
Who are you?
A child of light.
What are you?
A daily expression of that light.
When is the time?
Right now, forever will be.
Where?
Inside of me.
How?
Standing as one.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life along with the power and the love that it holds right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Right now, forever will be
where?
Inside of me.
How?
Faith Rivera Standing as One, reminding us that we're all filled with divine light. I hope you're feeling that today, because when we love and accept ourselves just like we are, we can accomplish almost anything. And I love how that song tells us about that. So we open to the truth of who we are, the truth of love. And that's only possible when we are aligned with our higher self and clear about who we are and what we want. And that's what we focus on here every week at Inner Divinity. So we're delighted that you joined us today. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My co-host is making faces over there, so I'm wondering exactly what's going on.
Oh, just everything's perfect. Yes.
So we're talking about how to make things perfect here on the show. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and my co-host is Sage Woman. And we are both very happy to be here with you. And today we are talking about letting go and really coming into that place of surrender to a higher power, to the flow of life, the source of life. And I think it's something that all of us are challenged every day with how to do. And we're going to be using a book by one of my favorite authors and spiritual teachers, Dr. David R. Hawkins, who wrote the Power vs. Force series of books. And this is the last book that Dr. Hawkins wrote before he left the planet last year. And it's called Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender. And really the book focuses on being willing to give up all that juice that we get from having negative emotions, from playing the pity party, of being the victim. You know, we get stuff out of that. So the book talks about if we're willing to get present with our emotions and surrender them, willing to release them, then we can raise ourselves up, that it not only heals us emotionally and spiritually, but also physically. And I'm going to actually tell you how he healed so many very severe, even fatal diseases, or potentially fatal diseases, by this very process that we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that discussion, I just want to remind everybody that we are a listener-supported station, and that we are especially thankful for all those who have supported our show, Inner Divinity. And I want to begin our talk about this book by just reading you a little something from the back of the book. Dr. Hawkins has worked with people all over the world, and his Power vs. Force series of books was actually translated into 25 languages. He was given all sorts of awards by the Dalai Lama, by Mother Teresa. He was considered a truly enlightened being. And he has worked with hundreds of thousands of people over the years. And the people that he worked with were always asking him, what is a practical way that we can just deal with our everyday stuff? Because he talked a lot about enlightenment and how to be at that level of peace and joy and goodness. And that's beautiful. And I think we need that sort of inspiration. But there's also a place where you go, you know, how do I deal with the fact that my neighbor's driving me crazy? Or how do I deal with the fact that, you know, my boss is harassing me every day? It's like, how do we deal with everyday life stuff? And that's what he wrote this book for. It is literally a prescription for how to remove those inner programming, those inner blocks that keep us from feeling the happiness, the love, the joy, the success, whatever it is that we've been desiring. And the basic premise is really simple. We have to be aware of what we're feeling. We have to stop suppressing or repressing our feelings, which is what most of us do, because they're scary. We don't want to feel them. We think we shouldn't. And so we don't. And what that does is it's like it builds up like a pressure cooker inside of us when we have all this suppressed emotion, suppressed feelings. It shows up in physical illness. That's just what happens. That's been proven now by medical science, and spiritual people have known that for millennia. So how do we face what we're afraid of? That's really the question. And that's what this book walks us through, is the first step I've found for me and a lot of people I work with is we have to give up the fear of fear. So many times, what is stopping us from actually facing the truth in us is we're afraid, and because we're afraid, then it's like we're afraid of the fear. We're afraid it means, oh, there's something big, bad, horrible, ugly, awful inside of me, and I don't want to face it. Or those feelings are going to overwhelm me. If I ever started crying, I would never stop. Or women in particular won't deal with their anger a lot of times because they're like, oh, I can't get mad. If I ever got mad, I'd never stop screaming. And the truth is, they're just feelings. They're just feelings. They're meant to guide us. And so if we can have the courage to actually just witness what we're feeling, not acting it out, not even expressing it necessarily, just get present and be aware of, it's like you're sitting in a place of acceptance and love and compassion for yourself having those feelings. If you can do that, the feelings will shift. Yes, sir.
That is, like, I just got like a light bulb because it makes so much sense, because you're not separating those feelings from yourself and making them bad. You're
exactly.
Loving your whole self, every part of it, the things that may be hurting, but you're sending them that love and gratitude from an observer standpoint.
Absolutely.
So you're really, how wouldn't it heal?
Exactly.
Because you're not saying, ding dong.
Because there's no judgment.
I love that.
There's just acceptance.
Right.
So
right. Wow.
It's really cool. So
wow.
One of the places in this book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by Dr. David Hawkins, that I love so much is he has a whole chapter about physician heal thyself, because there came a point in his life where he realized that he had all these diseases. I mean, seriously, intense, potentially fatal, very painful. I'm not even going to list them all because there's a list here that just goes on and on and on and on of illnesses. And he came to the point where he was asking himself, how could a successful, highly educated professional who's functioning creatively in the world, doing amazing work. He had a psychiatric center in New York that was the largest in the whole country, worked with hopeless cases from all over the world who were healed. I mean, he was doing amazing work in the world. He was leading a very balanced life. He says, I had been thoroughly psychoanalyzed and experienced many forms of therapy and healing. So why did I have so many physical ailments? And that was really the beginning of this work that he details in this book. It's through the power of forgiveness. He was also working, of course, in Miracles at the time, where the lesson in that is all about forgiveness. But he used the power of forgiveness from the Course in Miracles materials, along with this process of surrender that he talks about in this book. And every single one of those severe physical illnesses, some of them were healed literally immediately. Some of them, it took a while. But he tells the story of severe, severe pain from a hemorrhaging in his intestines from diverticulitis. And he said he just got really present with the pain for 4 hours. And it was really intense pain. And after 4 hours, the bleeding stopped and the pain stopped. And over the period of the next week or two, the whole thing completely healed. And he had had that problem his whole entire life. So he tells you a little bit about how he uses it for physical stuff. And actually, the book he wrote called Healing and Recovery gets into the physical a lot more than this book. This book is all about emotion. And I'm going to tell you the basic principles that are detailed in this book. These are the basic principles that facilitate a process of self-healing. And then we'll take a little break, and I'm going to let you think about them. And then we'll go into them a little bit more in detail to flesh out what they actually mean. So Here's the basic working concepts of facilitating your own inner healing. First of all, you have to understand that a thought is a thing. It has energy and it has form. The mind, with its thoughts and feelings, controls the body. Therefore, to heal the body, thoughts and feelings have to be changed. It's just that simple. What I love about this book the most is, especially with my background of psychology, is I've known for many, many, many years, decades, that thoughts are the problem and we have to change our thoughts. But feelings, you know, we're sort of sacrosanct. It's like you feel what you feel, you can't help what you feel. You can. And that's what this book is all about. So it was a real eye-opener for me. The third basic principle is what is held in mind tends to express itself through the body. The trick to that statement is that usually it's held in mind unconsciously, so we don't even know we're holding it. We're certainly not meaning to. It's just a programming from our past. The other principle is the body is not the real self. It's like a puppet that's controlled by the mind. The next is beliefs that are unconscious can manifest as illness, even though there is no memory of those underlying beliefs. The next, an illness tends to result from suppressed and repressed negative emotions, plus a thought that gives it a specific form. For example, or like consciously or unconsciously, one particular illness is chosen. Like if you think breast cancer runs in my family, that is a belief that could make that a tendency that that's what would show up with you. Or, oh, everybody in my family has ulcers. You know, if you have a conscious thought like that, it will tend to influence how those suppressed emotions show up in the body. The next basic principle, thoughts are caused by suppressed and repressed feelings. Now see, this is really, really different than what most psychologists will tell you. What psychology has said for a long time is that feelings come from thoughts. So you change your thought, you change your feelings. What Hawkins is showing in this book is that actually every thought you have, or not every thought, but many of the thoughts you have are caused, are the result of suppressed feelings. That is a whole different way of looking at it. It really opens it up in a different way. Thoughts are caused by suppressed and repressed feelings. That's why sometimes, I know I've had this issue where all of a sudden I'm feeling bad and I didn't have any thought that triggered it. I wasn't aware of any thought whatsoever that triggered that feeling. Just all of a sudden there's a bad feeling. It's like, where did that come from? And I've had no way of figuring it out or working with it because I don't know where the heck it came from. And what Hawkins is saying is that every thought has thousands. I mean, every feeling is sort of a condensed version of like 1,000 thoughts. So you can have a feeling that has 1,000 thoughts behind it. They're not conscious. So you can't deal with it at a thought level. You have to deal with it at a feeling level. And the great news is that when a feeling is let go, those thousands, or he says even millions of the thoughts that were activated by that feeling, they just disappear. So you no longer have all that, what I call garbage, influencing you. So just in case you're just joining us and you wonder who I am and what I'm talking about, I want to let you know that you are listening to 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. We are also live streaming on WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and we focus on how we can live happier, healthier, more spiritually connected lives on this show. And we come at that from every imaginable angle. And so if you like this kind of talk on the radio, where we're talking about spirituality rather than about religion, where we're talking about how to live a better life, then we would really appreciate your support to help keep the show on the air. And you can do that by calling us here at the station, 513-749-1444. You can also do that by going online to the WAIF website, which is WAIF883.org, and you can make a donation on the website and just indicate when you do that that it's for Inner Divinity, and we would appreciate that so much. And we're very grateful to all the people who have already supported the show. Thank you so much. We love each and every one of you more than we can say. You can also get your business information to our incredible listeners by a process called underwriting. And underwriting is very, very affordable. And if you want to do that, you can get a hold of Sage at Sage Woman on Facebook, or you can get a hold of me through my website, which is my name, LouisaDyer.com, or you can call one of the underwriting experts at WAIF, and they will walk you through the underwriting process. It's a very affordable way to get your business information to our amazing listeners. So we can also help you with that if you would like. So I think, because there's so many more, I'm going to read you a few more of these basic principles of how to get present with your feelings, and then we're going to listen to a little bit of music. Although a specific belief can be canceled and energy to it can be refused, it is generally a waste of time to try to change thinking itself. Now, see, I thought that was very interesting, because a lot of what spiritual teachers in general will tell you is to change what you think, and then your whole world changes. What Hawkins here is showing is that, sure, you can do that, but it's pretty inefficient. It's much more efficient to get present with the feelings behind the thoughts, because when you get present, then the feelings shift, and then 1,000 thoughts go away when you do that. So the way we surrender a feeling, the way we let go of a feeling, is by allowing it to be there without condemning it, without judging it, without resisting it. We simply look at it, we observe it, and we allow it to be felt without trying to change it. And with the willingness to relinquish a feeling, it will run out. That's the nature of emotion. You can think of emotion as energy in motion. If you go all the way, and psychologists have known this for at least 30 years, if you go all the way into a feeling, you will come out the other side, because feelings change when fully accepted. And that's the principle that he's working on here too. So in order to surrender a feeling, sometimes it's necessary to start by relinquishing the feeling that is there about that particular situation. For example, guilt is a big one. I shouldn't have that feeling. That's good. Especially men do that. I should not have that feeling. I'm a man. You know, it's like women, I should not think that. That's not nice. So a lot of times the feeling we have, the reason we're suppressing it is because we have guilt about feeling it. So the first place to start, sometimes, before you can release a feeling, is to be willing to let go your guilt about it or your shame about it. The shoulds that you hear in your head, that's how you know there's guilt and shame. What we have to remember is that feelings are not the real self. They're just feelings. Feelings are programs that come and go. The real inner essence of who we are, that real true self, it stays the same. So it's necessary for us to stop identifying with those transient feelings as who we are. We identify with the truth of who we are. And it's much easier then to observe those feelings as just something that's there, that comes in and out, that change. And sometimes, and this is the piece I think is really important, in order to let go of a feeling, we have to actually acknowledge and be willing to let go of the underlying payoff of that feeling. What I mean by that is, you know, there's a certain thrill that goes with being angry. You know, angry's got a lot of energy in it, and so we're mad at somebody and we get into that justifiable debate. It's like that we have to be willing to let. That's a secret payoff. We're being angry because it feels good to be angry. So we have to be willing to give up that thrill of being angry. And the other sort of corollary to that is we also have to be willing to give up the juice of sympathy that we get when we play the victim. It's like a lot of us you know, play less than we are, because then we get people to pet us and feel sorry for us and support us. And so we have to be willing to give up that sympathy. That's a secret payoff for being the victim. The other thing, when you're really getting present with a feeling in order to let it go, is you have to ignore your thoughts. Thoughts are just endless rationalizations of those feelings. You have to stop telling stories. You have to stop trying to figure it out in your mind. You just have to let go of thoughts. You just feel the feeling and you stay present with it. That's it. It's that simple. It is so simple that it's hard to fathom that it can totally change anything and everything going on in the physical body. But more importantly, it can change your life quite quickly. So I'm going to leave you with this thought, and then we're going to play some music. This is one of the principles that Hawkins is talking about. He says, no matter what is going on in life, keep the steadfast intention to surrender negative feelings as they arise. So I'm just going to let you think about that for a moment. Are you willing to surrender your negative feelings, or do you want to keep them for whatever reason? It's an important thing to question, I think. So think about that. We're going to hear a little Gabrielle Roth, and we'll be back in just a moment. Enjoy. Hello there, all you beautiful spirits. I hope you are enjoying this gorgeous day. You're listening to Inner Divinity on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org so you can hear us all over the world. I'm here today with my beautiful co-host, Sage. How you doing, lovely?
I am doing great. Good. Enjoying this conversation a lot.
Good.
I'm taking notes.
Well, it's not really a conversation. It's been more of a monologue, but that's okay.
It's working for me.
I'm glad. We are talking about today letting go, surrendering, because obviously we don't know how to work out this life too good. I know so many people who are really struggling, who are really having a hard time. Their lives are a challenge, mine included. And we don't know how to make it work better. And it's because we're trying to do it ourselves. It doesn't work too good. We're not that bright. We're not that, we can't keep up with the billions of interactions that are happening in the universe. We have to surrender. If we want to be in the flow of life, if we want to be in the flow that keeps the stars in the sky, we have to let go and we have to surrender. Most of us get so caught up in what we're doing that we don't even know how to do that, much less remember that it would be a good thing. And what Hawkins says, we're using Dr. David Hawkins' book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender, and it was the last book he wrote before he left this planet. And for those of you who are familiar with his work, what I'd like to say is this book is not written like all of his other books are. This book is written sort of conversationally. It's much easier to read. I loved his other books because, you know, I love that sort of left brain analytical, but they're not easy books to read, the other ones. But this book is very conversational-like, and he's talking much more in the vernacular instead of as a scientific kind of person. And what he says in this book is, and I'm just going to read, we humans carry around with us a huge reservoir of accumulated negative feelings, attitudes, and beliefs. The accumulated pressure makes us miserable and is the basis of many of our illnesses and problems. We, most of us, are resigned to it and explain it away as the human condition. And we seek to escape from it in myriad ways. The average human life is spent trying to avoid and run from the inner turmoil of fear and the threat of misery. Everyone's self-esteem is constantly threatened, both from within and from without. If we take a close look at human life, we see that it is essentially one long, elaborate struggle to escape our inner fears and expectations that have been projected upon the world. Interspersed are periods of celebration when we have momentarily escaped the inner fears, but those fears are still there waiting for us. We have become afraid of our inner feelings because they hold such a massive amount of negativity that we fear we would be overwhelmed by it if we were to take a deeper look. We have a fear of these feelings because we have no conscious mechanism by which to handle the feelings if we let them come up. Because we're afraid to face them, they continue to accumulate. And finally, we secretly begin looking forward to death to bring all of the pain to an end. It is not thoughts or facts that are painful, but the feelings that accompany them. Thoughts in and of themselves are painless, but not the feelings that underlie them. It is the accumulated pressure of feelings that causes thoughts. One feeling, for instance, can create literally thousands of thoughts over a period of time. Think, for instance, of one painful memory from early life, one terrible regret that has been hidden. Look at all the years and years of thoughts associated with that single event. If we could surrender the underlying painful feeling, all of those thoughts would disappear instantly, and we would simply forget the event. What is the surrendered state? It means to be free of negative feelings in a given area so that creativity and spontaneity can manifest without opposition or the interference of inner conflicts. To be free of inner conflict and expectation is to give others in our life the greatest freedom. It allows us to experience the basic nature of the universe, which, it will be discovered, is to manifest the greatest good possible in every situation. This may sound philosophical, but when done, it is experimentally true. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that exciting? And that's what this book is all about. It's about how we repress our feelings and suppress our feelings and the joy and the beauty and the amazing things that happen when we stop doing that. And it really walks you through a process of knowing how to do that. And it is as simple as being willing to know the truth, being willing to sit down with yourself, notice the feeling, stay present with it until it shifts. It's that simple. It can take a second. It can take a minute. It can take 30 minutes. He gives stories of how he was able to stay with really painful feelings for 4 hours and they shifted. I'm not sure if I could do that. But I have had the experience of sitting with a really painful feeling for like half an hour. And I've watched it literally move up through my body and out the top of my head and go into the universe, and it was no longer mine. It was really quite fascinating. So we were talking about this, these principles of surrendering feelings. And what we stopped at the break with was, no matter what is going on in life, keep the steadfast intention to surrender negative feelings as they arise. So the next time you're feeling pissed off, or next time you're grieving, or the next time you're really getting off on feeling poor little me, in that moment is when it works best to say, oh, I noticed that. I'm willing to let that go. And then if and when and where you can, take a moment with yourself to sit down and just be present with the feeling. Don't talk about it in your mind. Don't try to act it out. Just be aware and observe with total conscious acceptance with yourself. You're just observing that feeling. One of two things is going to happen if you just observe it long enough. It will either disappear completely and you will be free of that feeling and all the thoughts that go with it, or it will shift to a different, higher level consciousness feeling. For example, shame. If you sit with shame, which is a hard one to sit with, but if you sit with shame long enough, it will shift up, maybe into fear, which is a much higher vibration. And if you sit with the fear long enough, not resisting it, not talking about it in your head, just being present with it, that fear might shift up into desire, or it might shift up into pride. It might shift up into anger. All of those are higher level emotions than fear. And it's not very far on, in terms of level of consciousness, to move from anger to courage. And at the level of courage, everything becomes possible, because that's when you have access to power. And just being willing to face your emotion, that takes courage. So you already have power. I think that's really why it works. What we have to do inside of ourselves is we have to make a decision that freedom is more desirable than having a negative feeling. So I have to decide that freedom means more to me than the juice I get from being angry, or the juice I get from getting somebody's sympathy. What he's really talking about in this book is choosing to surrender negative feelings rather than express them. I thought that was interesting. The psychologist in me had a real issue with that. I really had to think about that and read the whole book. But I get it. If we're expressing them, we're just like giving them energy. The point is not to deny them. Denying your feelings does not do anything good. It just creates more of those suppressed feelings. Denying your feelings is a lot more damaging than actually expressing them. So I wanted to make sure that we don't confuse those things. The other big piece, and what I love about this book, is he talks about how to surrender our resistance to and our skepticism about positive feelings. How many times have you looked at the ocean or a mountain or the trees and just thought, how beautiful? And then boom, you're thinking about something that's worrying you. How many times have you given up that moment of really appreciating that joy that looking at that beauty gives you, and then instead of just staying with that and letting that joy uplift you, you think, oh yeah, right, I got to think about the kids. Oh yeah, what am I going to do about that car? It's like we have a lot of resistance to feeling peace and love and joy. And it comes from the same place the negative feelings come from, suppressed emotion. So that's what I really love about this book, is he really spends time with how do we open up to all those positive feelings? Because we all have access to love, to joy, to peace, to beauty. And we can't feel those if we've got all that negative stuff in our way. When we do let go, it feels lighter. We can actually feel that shift happen. Usually I can feel it. And he says that most of the time you can feel it. And even when you can't, you begin noticing that it shifts your life in particular ways. The thing he talks about in here that I think is very interesting for a lot of people who are focused on spirituality and metaphysics is desire itself is an emotion, is a feeling that is less than 200 on the map of consciousness. Desire is a negative emotion. I don't mean knowing what you want. I mean that sense of craving something. I mean the sense of feeling desperate about, I have to get this, or it's like desire. We have to be willing to surrender the desire for something in order to actually have it. That's another thing he spends a great deal of time about in this book, is how to surrender desire and what that does for you. When you surrender desire, you actually make it possible for what you want to show up. As long as we have desire, what we're literally doing is telling the universe, I don't have that. And whatever we tell the universe, that's what's going to keep manifesting. So 25. Desire keeps us from having that, whatever it is that we really, really want.
I don't know for sure. I think it's
Let's see. The way Hawkins says that is relinquishing a desire does not mean that you won't get what you want. It merely clears the way for it to happen. So I think I've talked enough about what this is and how to do it. I want to tell you this story about David Hawkins and how he came to discover this process when he had all those illnesses. And he discovered that really being with them, sitting with them, gave him healing. He said what he discovered in the process is that one immediate discovery when he was being present with every negative feeling that came up for him is that every negative feeling or thought is associated with guilt. And that guilt is so all-encompassing that we're constantly trying to pretend like it isn't there.
Yeah, and if you,
so there's never anything just like a feeling, like anger. It's always anger and guilt. There's guilt about every negative thought we've ever had, about every judgment we've ever made. And you know we're always making judgments about everything in the world. And so guilt actually is creating more negative thoughts.
Can I get a hold of you?
You know what? We are being bombarded with calls for making pledges, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you so much. Caller on the line that Sage is talking with here. And I think what we're going to do is...
Okay.
You want to say a little bit about that?
Okay, that was great talking with you, Alan. And he has an interest in becoming a member and possibly underwriting the show. So
wonderful.
It's nice to speak with you and so glad to have you. Desiring to support this show and the station.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. You know, I always look forward to Alan calling. He always says the greatest things. So anyway, we're talking about that part of the problem with dealing with our feelings is that there is guilt there. And where there's guilt, there's often shame. And so if we're going to face our feelings, just know that the guilt is there and be willing to stay present with the guilt and release it as well, because you don't have to take that personal. It's just the way we're made. It's guilt creates negative feelings, And negative feelings create guilt. So it's this, it's just always a part of it. And we've lived with that guilt for so long that a lot of times we don't even recognize that it's there anymore. And so I say that because I noticed it and because he mentioned it. We have to be willing to let go our own judgment. We have to be willing to let go our own judgment in order to be able to sit with our feelings and be in a place of acceptance with them. So I hope you've understood a little bit about what we're talking about here. I have a feeling this show was a little bit dry today, and I hope that wasn't the case for you. Again, the book we're using is Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David Hawkins. What we're talking about is being present with our own selves and our negative feelings so that they can shift. And I just want to thank everybody so much for calling in and supporting us. And we will be back here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can find us on Facebook. The name of the show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. You can get a hold of my lovely co-host, Sage, on Facebook through Sage Woman. And you can get a hold of me through my website, which is louisadyer.com. And we are... I have all the archived shows on that website. If you want to hear the show again today or any of the shows we've ever done, you can find them on that website. I want to, again, invite you to support this public radio station and support our show, Inner Divinity. And the easiest way to do that when we're not on the air is to go to the website, WAIF883.org, and you can make a pledge on the air. Just be sure to indicate that it is for Inner Divinity, and then we will get your pledge. We thank you so very much. We'll see you back here next week. Ciao.
Where I am. Where I stand, God is standing strong. Where I breathe, God is breathing life in and out and through me. As me, where I see.